Mickey and Zach.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Zero Res, Zero Res, Greenville.com, 558-7300, 558-7300. Zero Res has an incredible deal going right now. A three-room special for $129. You tell them you heard about it here. They're going to give you a fourth room for free. Mention my name, give you a fourth room for free. And powered water means no harsh chemicals, no harsh soaps, no harsh detergents, just cleaning the right way. Spell the same backwards as it is forward. Zero Res means no residue. You don't get the soaps and detergents, those harsh, perfumey smells. You don't get any of that. You just get clean carpets. It's exactly all you're wanting anyway. Ask about their air duct cleaning specials also. I like the fact they got some incentives. When you tell them you heard about it here, a fourth room for free. Here's the great thing about it, too, the drying time. I mean, you normally clean your carpets like you got to keep the kids and dogs and cats off them for like a half a day. Not with Zero Res. ZeroResGreenville.com, 558-7300. Also ask about the air duct cleaning specials at Zero Res. Our friend Tony Morrell of TheBigSpur.com joins us. Good morning, Tony. How you doing this morning?
Doing well, Mickey. How about you?
Doing fantastic. The Gamecocks pick up a commitment from a camp setting and a guy that they had been involved with here throughout most of the spring. And I know some guys got some highly favorable things to say about him. Tell us about R.J. Roderick, the most recent Gamecock commitment.
Well, I think the word that best describes Roderick is versatile. He's a guy that Georgia Tech offered as a quarterback, NC State offered as a wide receiver, South Carolina has offered him as a safety. He's just a football player. He's a guy that looks really good on film, makes a lot of big plays for Cane Bay. They play him primarily at quarterback, and he really is the focal point of their offense and their primary playmaker. I think he's a good pickup for South Carolina. The coaches offered him back in the spring, and I think they've been the leader since then. Once he started to pick up more and more offers, I think there was a part of him that wanted to extend the process. But once he came down and worked with Travaris Robinson and spent a lot of time with Will Muschamp, he felt like it was the best fit for him, and he wanted to go ahead and pull the trigger on a commitment. And he went ahead with it. And I think it's a nice pickup.
And is it safety? I mean, you talk about the versatility of it. Is it a foregone conclusion? Because you never can tell, but is that the place? I know they're recruiting there. You think that's where he ends up and stays his whole career?
That's hard to say. I think that's where he starts. And the guy he reminds me of, really, when I watch him on film, is Farrell Cooper. And, Cooper, of course, came into South Carolina as a defensive back and then ended up making the move to wide receiver and found a home there. And I think part of the evaluation process for South Carolina's coaches is they do like his versatility and the idea that if safety didn't work out, he is good enough to play another position. But I think that's what they have in mind after watching him on film and talking with him and getting a feel for his mentality and just how he thinks as a football player. They think safety is a good fit, but they also know that he's good enough to help him elsewhere if needed.
A text message comes in, and they want to know about DeCarrion Joyner, who we think is going to be going to South Carolina, and Elite 11. Was there any news, not news, but how he performed against some of the other top quarterbacks across the country? Favorable ratings or anything good, negative, any things we heard from the Elite 11 camp with him?
Well, he struggled the first 2 days with his accuracy and then had a much better third day. And I think one of the services had him ranked as the number 7 quarterback overall on the third day, but he didn't make the cut as one of the 12 guys selected for the final. So that's not really a surprise to me. The thing with Joyner is he doesn't work with a quarterback coach outside of Fort Dorchester, and that's really unusual for a highly rated guy like that to not have a quarterback coach away from his high school team. And I just don't think he's been coached to the same extent that a lot of the other guys have, and still has a ways to go with his fundamentals and his consistency as a passer. I don't think he's an early impact guy as a pure quarterback at South Carolina. I think he's a guy that's going to need some time to develop having at least a year to learn under Jake Bentley, I think will be a positive for him, if, assuming he does pick the Gamecocks. But I think he's going to need some time to be coached up and become more consistent as a passer. So it's not a shock that he was inconsistent out there to me, but I do think he has a chance to get a lot better and a lot more consistent once he gets the coaching that he needs.
I know he hadn't decided, but what's his date, by the way? I know when he announces for South Carolina. What's the date of this? Do you know?
He's announcing on Father's Day.
Okay. And at this point, it'd be a shock if it's anybody but South Carolina?
Yes.
Okay. As far as the camps go, I know they catch us up on where they are with those and what the schedule looks like, because I know it's a really big evaluation period for the staff.
Yeah, they'll have three more sessions this week, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. They have their 7-on-7 tournament on Friday, and then they have their offensive line, defensive line camp coming up. So this will be an important stretch, I think, for them, this week, and just given their needs on both lines of scrimmage, I think that this is the offensive line, defensive line camps will be big for them to not only potentially find some new players to offer in this class, but also guys in 2019, 2020, and beyond, guys that they can really focus on both sides of the ball, and just really get the lines of scrimmage where they need to be.
All right, and they've had one camp so far?
Yeah, just on Saturday this past weekend.
Okay, anybody besides, I know Roderick was there, anybody besides Roderick, any news come out of that from a recruiting standpoint?
Nothing breaking other than the commitment that they had. Dylan Wanham, the four-star offensive tackle from Georgia, was in. Jabari Ellis, the South Carolina product who's now at Georgia Military, defensive tackle that they've offered, was there, and he's a big part of the this class, I think, for them. They need some help on the defensive line. They had an offensive lineman, Damian Lewison, for an official visit. That was his first visit. He's going to visit some other schools like Ole Miss, West Virginia, Kentucky, and some others before he makes his decision. But he's a huge kid that was in. And then Trajan Jeffcoat from your alma mater there, Irmo, was in and did not pick up a South Carolina offer. A lot of people, including myself, thought he might, but they've decided they want to watch him play as a senior on the field before they make a decision on him. So he's one that we'll continue to track, but doesn't look like anything's imminent there. So they had a good group for their first camp session, and I think it'll continue to be a positive for them as the summer goes on.
Tony Morrell joins us, thebigspur.com text message as well. I've asked you this before, but you know what? I could answer it, but I want to make sure you answer it correctly. As far as the guys that high school kids coming in, or the guys coming back, anybody with any kind of surgeries or any kind of off season that they might be able to miss a little time or might miss a few, first part of the fall camp.
Now that I've heard, it's always possible some things could happen over the summer, but Zach Bailey had his surgery. He should be back to 100% now. Jamarcus King has been cleared and is back to 100% with no limitations from the hairline fracture he suffered in the spring game. So right now I think it's a healthy football team, and one that I think Jeff Dillman and his strength coaches did a good job with them after the spring and even before the spring. And, of course, this stretch this summer will be huge for them, and they've got to continue to get bigger and stronger and faster and more physical as a group, and I think Dillman's doing a good job with it based on what we've seen and heard.
You mentioned Wanham. This is my question here. A guy that you don't hear a whole lot about as far as schools, a highly rated offensive lineman, but I don't even know. I know South Carolina's in it. His brother is a big part of the defense this year, but I don't know who you have to beat on it right now, because he seems to be stays pretty close to vest at least. Kind of give us a rundown of where you think the Gamecocks are and then who the main competition might be.
Yeah, he doesn't really say a whole lot. He doesn't like to do interviews, and when he does, he doesn't really give a lot of information away. But I think Georgia, Tennessee, Florida are three of the schools we've heard quite a bit with him. If I had to just take an educated guess, I'd say it could come down to South Carolina and Georgia. But I think the Gamecock coaching staff feels pretty good about their position with him just based on the number of times he's been to campus and the feedback they've received. But at the same time, because of the way he handles the process, it's hard to have a great feel for it and really feel confident just because he doesn't, I don't think he says a whole lot to the coaches either. He's just a quiet kid and not really a guy that gets caught up in the process. So, but I do think the fact that his brother is in Columbia and they are close and they've expressed a desire to play together, I think is a positive. But I think ultimately it's going to come down to his relationship with Eric Wolford and just how well they click. So far they seem to click pretty well, but you know, I think offensive line in particular is one of those positions where the relationship with the position coach is a huge part of the decision because it's such a developmental spot, and you really need that coaching to maximize your talents, and a lot of times they pick the coach that they feel the most comfortable with.
Quarterback, you talk about DeCarrion Jordan. We think it's going to be a Gamecock coming up in a couple of weeks. Are they done there, or would they still keep a door open to take a second quarterback?
Yeah, I think they want to take a second quarterback in this class. I think their ideal scenario is to land Joyner and then land more of a pure passer to go with him. They really like Tyler Shoff out of Arizona, a kid that had a great week at the Elite 11, and South Carolina was one of the first schools to offer him. He since really, I think, has picked up Michigan and Florida and Georgia and some other offers after South Carolina offered their scholarship. And I think he's probably going to be tough to land, although he does still continue to name South Carolina as one of his leaders. But he may end up going to Michigan to pair him with Joe Milton. So that'd be quite a haul for the Wolverines. But I think, you know, that's their ideal scenario, is to get a 6'3", 6'4", pure passer to go with Joyner, and then try to develop the two of them for the future and figure out which direction they want to go as time goes on.
Final one for you, Tony. This is my question here. We talked about geography type stuff and where the Gamecocks are with the neighboring states and spotting some other places. How about junior college recruiting? We saw a little bit of that so far in the first couple of Will Muschamp classes. Kind of give us a junior college, the names out there a little bit, maybe the philosophy and maybe overall numbers that you could be seeing from a junior college and trying to rebuild the program.
Well, I think they're looking at junior college guys as supplemental and instant impact guys, players where they need immediate help. Dorian Gerald, the defensive end is a Florence native. He's now at College of the Canyons in California. He visited yesterday and is, I think, a big, big part of the puzzle for South Carolina in this class. With Xavier Thomas going to Clemson, they have to get some immediate help at the defensive end spot, some immediate help in the pass rushing department, and Gerald is the kind of guy that can do that. I mentioned Jabari Ellis earlier in the segment from Georgia Military, a South Carolina native, and I think a guy that South Carolina is in good shape with. And then Damian Lewis is the offensive lineman who was in over the weekend. I think they'd like to take one offensive lineman if they can find the right guy, one junior college offensive lineman, and then four high school offensive linemen. But we'll just have to see how that one unfolds. It's early in the process for Lewis, so he had a good time, but he's got several visits still to take. Those are really the only positions we've heard where they're looking for junior college help, is really on the line of scrimmage, defensive end, defensive tackle, and offensive line. I don't think they want to build the program with junior college players, but they need immediate help at certain positions and need some guys that are physically ready to help them.
Before I let you go, tell us about thebigspur.com. I know a lot of stuff going on, the Chad Holbrook stuff. You got some basketball transfer in. You got a bunch of camp-type stuff. Tell us about the Big Spur and how folks can subscribe.
Yeah, a lot of great content on the site. John Whittle is covering the Holbrook scenario as best he can and getting information out there as quickly as he can. You mentioned the basketball transfer. I think they're continuing to recruit some other guys as well, so we're covering that as best we can, and then we'll have coverage of each of the camps as they happen, and feedback from the players after the camps, and got some good camp feedback in our recruiting scoop from the last couple of days on the site right now, so it'd be a great time for anyone out there that wants to join. Just go to thebigspur.com, and you can do it in a couple of minutes.
Sounds great, Tony. Appreciate the time, man, as usual. Looking forward to visiting with you next week, maybe some more camp stuff, and we get close to the DeCarrion Joyner committee to South Carolina. Have a great week, man. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks. You too.
All right. That's Tony Morrell of thebigspur.com. We'll take a break. We'll come back. I've got a Numbers Matter segment for you, and talking about the college baseball and how many of the National Seeds Advance and where the seeds are coming from. We'll continue that talk. Also take some more phone calls when you return for more. It's the Mickey Pollard Show. We are 105.5 The Roar.
Jeez, dude, you need to change your blinker fluid.
That's not a thing.
And your thoracic couplet is totally shot.
Really?
It is.
Look, nothing gets by me. Just like this oil filter. Nothing gets by Purolator.
Hey, if you're using Purolator Boss, you know your stuff.
Oh, yeah. Protection up to 15,000 miles.
Ooh, but you really should replace your Vesuvius valve.
Stop talking.
Purolator oil, air, and cabin air filters. Nothing gets by us. Available at Advance Auto Parts, Pep Boys, and other fine retailers.
Mickey Pollard here for Zero Res Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning. No residue, just really clean carpets that stay cleaner longer. Get 3 rooms clean and sanitized for $129 and get a 4th room for free with my name. Call 558-7300 or visit ZeroResGreenville.com.
At Simmons Mattress Outlet in Seneca, we've added new models with the new year. We now carry both Serta and Beautyrest for more selection and more savings on your new mattress. We have the largest in-stock inventory around, so you can always find the mattress you need at the right price. And when you buy your new mattress, we give you the box spring free. Open 7 days a week. Simmons Mattress Outlet is located in the old Walmart across from Chick-fil-A in Seneca.
Now is the best time to increase your business's productivity and reduce costs, because right now, you can get 60 meg Spectrum Business Internet for just $39.99 per month. That's over 10 times faster than AT&T 6 meg DSL for less. Add Spectrum Business Voice and get unlimited long distance and advanced calling features for only $29.99 a month per line. And best of all, there are no contracts, no taxes, and no hidden fees. So call 866-371-3555. You'll get faster internet for just $39.99 per month. Advanced voice for only $29.99 a month per line. Over 99.9% network reliability. And no contracts, no taxes, and no hidden fees. So call 866-371-3555 and switch to Spectrum Business today. That's 866-371-3555. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Why shop Reed's Jewelers? Better yet, why not? Reed's Jewelers invites you to make them your jeweler, and you'll soon discover why so many like you now shop Reed's. From their award-winning staff to their impressive selection of jewelry to their customer-friendly financing, Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall, invites you to join the thousands of customers who have started a relationship with them. We'd love to see you. Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall, next to Belk, online at Reed's.com.
Hi, Tom Baudet, trying to align my chakras around this hot yoga thing. Yep, they finally found a way to make working out even more uncomfortable. Well, at least with Motel 6, you've got one less thing to sweat. They've got clean, comfortable, and now completely updated rooms at a great low price. So the only thing you're stretching is your dollar. Sounds like my kind of place to namaste. I'm Tom Baudet, and we'll leave the light and the AC on for you. Book online at Motel6.com.
Tyler Show is on the air.
Hold on. He seems to be speaking words of some kind.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. On our text line, 986-1566 on Twitter. You know, we hadn't done top of the hour tweets.
Little tots.
You like the tots, don't you?
Hey, you gotta love the tots.
You're a tots guy.
Scorching hot tots.
At Mickey Pollard, at Mr. Orr 24. On Twitter, Kevin writes in, can't wait for the Chad rebuttal this morning. Hadn't heard from him yet, but we'll get him in there. Evan says, tell this guy thanks for jinxing TL. TL's Trevor Lawrence for Clemson fans out there. There's no jinxing Trevor Lawrence. You can't drink jinx greatness. Skip said, I read an article about how great the quarterbacks are at Elite 11. I know nothing about Trevor Lawrence. The last sentence, but Trevor Lawrence was no doubt the best. Well, see, that goes to show you how good he is. When the whole thing was about the other quarterbacks, nothing was said about Lawrence, but the last sentence, quote, but Lawrence was no doubt the best. Like, it's a foregone conclusion. When Lawrence was no doubt the best. Ben writes in, I remember when Roy Philpott hyped up Deshaun Watson and it all came true. Look, it's not for sure, because you do get some bust in there. It's not a can't miss. There's no way in the world it can't miss. Look, there's injuries. There's things that come along out there. Also on the text line, please touch on Holbrook, what's going on there. Chad Holbrook and Ray Tanner began to meet, or their year-end evaluation last night. I think it was last night is when they started the process. Now, where it goes and how long it goes and what comes out of it, we don't know yet. But I think that process at least started last night. Our Northland Communication phone line, 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Since the texter Kevin asked for it, Chad in Columbia is up next. Good morning, Chad. How you doing?
Doing well. Hey, Kevin, ask, I deliver.
Yeah, that's
you. You asked about the Wanham kid.
Yes.
And his brother. You know what his nickname is, right? The Wanhams?
No.
Denton and Dalt. So, didn't want him and don't want him. anyways, Mickey, I read an interesting article in the paper on Sunday that hadn't been getting a bunch of attention, but it's kind of interesting. So, you know how institutions offer out-of-state tuition or out-of-state discounts for students? So, South Carolina in the last 10 years, last decade, has offered over $500 million of discounts to out-of-state students to try to attract them to come to Columbia. So students like Mr. Orr, 24, theoretically might pay cheaper tuition to South Carolina than they would have to Rutgers, right? Well, Mickey, South Carolina's done it in such a fashion in the last decade that, you know, the General Assembly and these people that, you know, are giving them money are basically saying, hey, we're not giving y'all money because, and, you know, so South Carolina's coming back to them saying, hey, well, if we don't do this, then they won't come. And so, Mickey, you know, it's nothing – you know, now that's going to be critically, you know, it's not a problem now. Mickey, I see this being a problem for South Carolina the next couple of years because, you know, they're trying to buy this loan to buy this land beside the old Capital City Bomber Stadium. And they're not getting a approval to buy it from, you know, the people that hold all the money out within the state assembly and stuff. So, I don't know, just kind of interesting moving forward to see what will happen. But, Mickey, I wanted to ask you one question before I hang up. In your opinion, does Holbrook and Tanner, does him not delaying it, I don't know if that's the right word, but holding on or not being, do you think that means he's going to stay, or do you think that means, hey, he's looking around to see who might could come? Because regardless, if I'm Holbrook and it's drawn out like this, I don't feel good about the situation. And I think if they retain Holbrook, if they don't give him a couple more years, I think short-term kind of beat standpoint. And so I wanted to get your opinion on that, and I'll hang up and listen.
Appreciate the phone call. This is one of these hindsight deals that you tell me what it is, I can tell you why it's taking so long. What is it? Because we went through this with Radakovich a couple of times with Brownell. Remember, went through it with Jack Leggett now, and this is the first time we've seen this with Ray Tanner from the major sports standpoint. But Are they meeting and going so long? And Ray Tanner was out of town last week, but are they meeting to discuss the future and what the staff's going to look like in the program? Or are they, you know, is it a big defensive mode? Nobody's in those meetings, so nobody knows those. We're not privy to that information. Even John Whittle, not privy to that. And you can have gut feelings and people talking about it. But ask me in a week and we'll see. If you are Clemson or Georgia or North Carolina or Tennessee or Georgia Tech or whoever recruits against South Carolina in baseball, you want Chad Holbrook back. To me, isn't that the most damning thing you can say about somebody, Zach? That when your rivals want your coach back because they feel like they can recruit against him, that's pretty damning to me.
That's brutal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I say.
Absolutely brutal.
And that's why if you're Ray Tanner, you need to make the move.
You think you will?
No, I don't think he will. But like I told you before, what's going to be different next year? I mean, we talked about Clemson. Let me look this up for South Carolina. We talked about Clemson and who they lose. Who's going to pitch for South Carolina next year? I mean, these two baseball programs, I don't think will be preseason top top 20s next year because who's going to pitch? Now, Adam Hill comes back for South Carolina. I guess Cody Morris will be one of the starters. But Clark Smith's gone, and Will Crow's gone, and Tyler Johnson's going to be gone, and Reed Scott is gone, and Cody Bowers is gone. I mean, they'll have basically two guys with any kind of experience. In the field part of it, Destino, I think, will be drafted, and he's gone. Blair comes back. Hopkins comes back. Oh, by the way, Josh Reagan gone, too, yeah, in there. Jonah Bride, I don't know if he gets drafted or not. I don't know. Justin Rowe, no. Madison Stokes, at one point you thought yes, but not sure anymore. Matt Williams, really no. The offense could be okay. LT Tolbert comes back. Chris Cullen comes back from injury. The offense should be okay, but who's going to pitch? Got to find pitching. So I'm not sure the Gamecocks, if you're losing Tyler Johnson and Will Crow and Reed Scott and Clark Smith and Josh Reagan. I'm like, who's gonna pitch? So it'll be interesting next year. Could be two offensive teams with Clemson and South Carolina next year coming back. Now again, these teams have recruited well though.
Sure.
But you don't know if you recruit too well, you can't get anybody to come to school. They'll all go to the Major League Baseball draft. It's a tough deal, man. It is an extremely tough deal coming out of it. 654 Roar, 654-7627. Let me do this now. I've been wanting to get this out this morning. Hadn't done it as of yet. Let me give you our Numbers Matter segment brought to you by great friends at University Cottages and universitycottages.com. Here's the thing about University Cottages. It's a cottage. It's your own little home, and it's for less than $500 a month. What a great deal. University Cottages, universitycottages.com. If you're a parent out there and you've got a student coming to Clemson or Tri-County Tech or in the area next year, think about the safety aspect of it. Think about the pet-friendly and the outdoor living spaces, the luxury living spaces, and the convenience. But I know as a parent, you're looking at one thing. You're looking at price. Of these brand-new luxury apartments, is the only one less than $500 a month. And to my knowledge, now I can't vouch for this, but to my knowledge, they're the only ones doing 5-month leases and 10-month leases. So if you're graduating in December, hey, man, 5-month lease. If you're graduating in, next May, 10-month lease, you don't have to hang around all summer. That's University Cottages, universitycottages.com. Call them today to find out more. They've got their models are open now from 11 till 5 every day. 784-3400, 784-3400. On those Numbers Matter segment, here's how the seeds worked out, Zach, for the Super Regionals. Number one, Oregon State. Number two, Florida. Number three, Florida. Number four, LSU. Number six, TCU. Number seven, Louisville advance. Three national seeds don't advance. Number two, North Carolina. Number five, Texas Tech. And number eight, Stanford. So five of the eight national seeds advance. Now, as far as the breakdown goes of number one seeds from, not in the national seeds, but the number one seeds, Oregon State, Long Beach State, Florida State, LSU, Louisville, TCU, Florida, Wake Forest, and Kentucky. Nine number ones make up the last 16. Four number twos, that's Vanderbilt, Cal State, Fullerton, and Mississippi State, and Missouri State. So four number twos. We have two number three seeds still left, Texas A&M, who will host Davidson, and Sam Houston State, who go to Florida State. And then, obviously, Davidson, then one number four seed. So nine number one seeds, four number two seeds, two number three seeds, and a number four seed of the Sweet 16. So that's our Numbers Matter segment brought to you by our great friends at University Cottages. UniversityCottages.com with the models now open from 11 to 5 every single day. Ask about them. Find out about them. $495 a month, 5-month leases, 10-month leases, 784-3400. Again, 784-3400. 654-ROAR is our number. I know Jim checks in with us next. Good morning, Jim. Thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Man, you thought rigor mortis had set in, didn't you?
Where have you been, buddy? Where have you been?
Oh, I know you around.
Well, yeah, I'm around. Hopefully, I always will be. Well, not always will be. I'll be around for a while now.
You remember about 20 years ago when you fell off that stool and hit your head? I think that it's just now, you know, affecting you. Because if you think the South Carolina baseball team is going to be an offensive juggernaut, I'm telling you, your brain is fried or something.
See, what happened here was, instead of my brain being fried, your ears got fried. I didn't say an offensive juggernaut. I said the offense is going to be better, but there's going to be no pitching next year.
Better than what?
Better than they were this year.
I mean, you know, 5 times 0 is what?
0.
Okay. So, I mean, they didn't have anything this year. They're not going to have anything next year.
The offense struggled this year, but they don't have any pitching. They've got to because they don't have any pitching.
I tell you one thing they need to do. Mr. Holbrook, when I found out that he was the son of Eddie,
yeah,
I knew that South Carolina needed to get rid of that guy. Wonder who Eddie Holbrook is.
Eddie Holbrook, former college basketball coach, had a little Furman stint in there. Remember Eddie Holbrook well?
That's exactly right. He followed Joe Williams, remember?
Yeah. You remember this now. When did you move to Greenville? You went to Furman. When did you go? When was this?
They wouldn't let me go to Furman. My wife went.
Your wife went to Furman?
Yes.
So
and she also went to Clemson, remember? So she had degrees from both.
Well, we know somebody's wise in the family there. So but you moved to Greenville. How long y'all been in the Upstate?
65.
So 66. You remember those great Furman teams. I'm going to just shock you with this because he didn't know this. Furman basketball was I want to say a national power, but Furman basketball was really, really good. Furman basketball had Jonathan Stitch Moore, had they used to fill the Greenville Memorial Coliseum up over there. And Furman basketball was something else now. They were great.
And then they hired Eddie Holbrook.
That was it.
So I'm telling you, one big advantage that South Carolina's baseball program has over Clemson is that every one of their games is on television, someplace. All right?
Well, Clemson are too.
So you get to watch a lot of South Carolina baseball.
Yeah.
Boy, I tell you what, it can be brutal at times.
Yeah. It's not good right now. You got to make the move, right?
Even from the decisions that the coaching staff make,
yeah,
they're really bad.
I think the one that
I go back to is there is no way I'm going to be pitching to Seth Beer in a ball game that I'm leading in by one run.
Yeah.
In the ninth inning with two off.
Yeah. That was
once I get the 3 balls and no strikes on.
Yeah, that was a tremendous mistake. No doubt about that. And you know what, too? It's not getting any better. And it's not, I'm not going to fire a guy for one bad year. I'm not going to fire a guy. Look, you've got some bad things that are going on in a program. You got some injuries. They had a ton of injuries this year. But this isn't about this season. This is about where the program is and where it's headed. And I think, it's not going to be any different next year.
That is correct. And you know, my feelings has always been that if something is bad and you say give it one more year, it's not going to get any better.
I'll tell you this.
I mean, it's one thing if you got a lot of talent in the pipeline.
Well, I'll tell you this. A very good friend of mine, who I reminded of this last night at the baseball game, a former high-ranking executive at it's a Fortune 500 company. I don't know for sure, but I'm thinking that it is, once told me, he said, you know when you – he was talking about a girlfriend at the time. He goes, you know when you need to break up with a girlfriend? It's the same thing when you need to fire somebody. I said, what is it? In HR, we tell people all the time, you need to fire somebody the first time you think you need to fire them, because whatever they're doing, they're going to continue to do it. If it's fireable the first time, it's going to be fireable the second, third, fourth, and 15th times. It's not going to get any different.
Exactly correct.
Not going to be any different.
And I'll tell you one other thing. I was kind of disappointed with Monty Lee getting near the end of the season. And I'm not exactly sure what happened with Clemson, because it's pretty hard. First thing is, even if their games are being broadcast on the internet, they black them out here in this area. I don't know why.
No. I don't black them out on mine.
Maybe you can explain that.
I don't black them out on mine. I can't explain it because mine works.
Because you pay for it.
Apple TV and DirecTV. You got DirecTV?
Yes.
Get an Apple TV. You can watch all those games. You can watch all those games. ESPN3, you watch all those games for free.
Yes.
Not free because you put your...
It's always blacked out in this area.
I live in Clemson. It's not blacked out here. I don't know why it'd be blacked out in Greenville.
Well, I'm just... even if football and basketball games are blacked out in this area.
No. Football games aren't blacked out.
I'm telling
out.
You, they...
No.
On ESPN3, they are.
Well, you don't have to do ESPN3. They're on regular TV.
It gives me an opportunity to sit back in my recliner and just make a lot of statements, negative statements about it, because it's blacked out.
Well, Clemson football's not blacked out. I think you've lost your mind on this one.
On television in this area, it's usually blacked out on ESPN3.
On ESPN3? Well, why don't you watch it on regular TV?
Because I'm probably watching somebody else. Look, I watch about 4 or 5 games at a time.
Remember about 20 years ago when you dropped on your head? Remember that?
Watch it. Don't you watch about 4 or 5 games at a time?
Oh, yeah.
I don't go to the stadium anymore.
Won't let you in. Hey, before I let you go, you ready for this? Zach, I'm going to shock you with this one. Furman made the NCAA tournament in 1971, 73, 74, 75, 78, and 80. They made it 6 out of 10 years they were in the NCAA basketball tournament. Went to the Sweet 16 in 1974. That's crazy, isn't it?
How about that, huh?
Furman basketball is a power, man. Jonathan Stitch Moore. That's a powerhouse. Hey, don't be a stranger, Jim.
Hey, I'll try not to, just for you.
All right, buddy. Take care of yourself.
And, hey, man, how's the wife?
She's great. Couldn't be better. She's at the beach, and she's away from me, so she's great right now.
Well, I can say one thing.
Yeah.
Hey, she sure did marry down. Hey, man, have a night.
Thank you. Yeah, your wife should know.
See, I can come back at you now.
No, your wife should know. See you, buddy. Take care of yourself.
Bye.
Paladin Jim's 106 years old, and he's got this beautiful wife, man. This sweet, intelligent, beautiful, beautiful wife.
You guys seem like really good friends.
Oh, we're great friends. Love the guy. How about that? You didn't know that. Furman, 6 out of 10 years they played the NCAA basketball tournament.
I am not up to speed on my Furman-Paladin history.
How'd that happen? That was the 1980s, the last time. They had it going, man. Furman basketball. All right. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll wrap things up. I want to talk Richard Yerging. What does that do to defensive end depth at Clemson in the final segment of the show? Your phone calls, texts, and tweets. Wrap things up right after this.
A need to travel? Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla has the area's best prices on new Ford trucks, cars, and SUVs. In business for over 50 years, shop Edwards Auto Sales for all your automotive needs.
In life, finding quality in anything can sometimes be difficult. Custom Collision would like for you to know that there are still a few places out there where quality matters. You can rest assured that at Custom Collision, not only will you be impressed with the quality of the finished product, but you will experience the quality of service that is unmatched. From taking care of your rental to handling the insurance, Custom Collision is there for you. Custom Collision, when quality counts. 231-6900 or online at customcollisioninc.com.
When you've been in business almost 100 years, you've been doing something right. Since 1917, the key to Harbin Lumber's success has rested on its hardworking employees, people just like you, providing top lumber, building supplies, and contract services. You can be confident in customer service and support you can trust for your project, whether construction or large remodeling jobs. Call 353-5053. Find us on Facebook or online at harbinlumber.com.
Everyone has someone in their lives that could use a little surprise, a little pick-me-up. You want to deliver those smiles, but who has the time? School, work, and more. Try Urban Nirvana's online gift certificate. Buy and print it right from your own computer. A great way to treat your wife for making all those tailgate preparations, your college student for all the hard work, or mom, just because. Online purchase and print from your computer. Only at urbannirvana.com.
Imagine this season diving into your own in-ground pool.
Make it happen with Aqua Pool Care. For as little as $19,000, you and your family will finally have your own backyard oasis. Aqua Pool Care has over 35 years of experience in commercial, residential, and pool renovations. Maybe your pool needs a new liner. They have plenty to choose from. Turn those hot days of summer into cool days and fun outdoor memories with Aqua Pool Care. Call them at 508-1885 or online at aquapoolcarellc.com.
Why does Exxon and Mobil's Synergy gasoline have seven ingredients? Is it because seven is a lucky number? Or because there's seven wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate seven cheesesteaks? No, it's because seven is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Right now at the Home Depot, save 20% with bulk pricing on Owens Corning Oak Ridge shingles and 30% with bulk pricing on insulation. That'll bring that roofing project down within reach. And that insulation project, you'll be covered. If you're ready to start, now you know where. Get bulk pricing on shingles and insulation only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. See store for details and minimum purchase quantities. Selection varies by store.
Hello, mosquitoes. We've been expecting you. Mosquito relief is on the way with Dynatrap, America's number one selling natural mosquito and insect trap. I'm Dr. Gadget, and Dynatrap has my seal of approval. It's safe, silent, and simple. This summer, rage against the mosquito. Arm yourself with Dynatrap, proven to trap and kill mosquitoes that carry the Zika virus. Visit Dynatrap.com to find a retailer near you and enter to win a deluxe Dynatrap mosquito bundle for your home. Mosquitoes, we gotcha with Dynatrap.
So, who did you wake up with?
Ah! It's the Mickey Plyler Show
on WCCP
105.5 The Roar.
Stacy's mom has got it going on. Stacy's mom has got it going on.
Stacy's Welcome back. Final segments of a Tuesday show. This show's been about baseball regionals, about Trevor Lawrence. I gave you the U.S. Open golf stuff. Thad Mata out at Ohio State. NHL, we didn't talk enough NHL. You excited about this thing, man? 2-2, you got a final now. Everybody thought it'd be a Pittsburgh runaway. You got your final now, man. Now you got a little series coming up.
Yeah, you
got
to be excited about the
NHL. Is it a 2-3-2 format, or is it 2-2-1-1-1?
It'll be 2-2-1-1-1. Yeah, 2-2-1-1-1.
So they go back to Pittsburgh next.
Yes.
Man, I'll ask you this. Can the Preds win a game in Pittsburgh?
They're going to have to. I mean, that's what it's going to have to come down to. I don't think they can, even though, you know, they played out of their minds last two nights, but they've had a crowd behind them that's been just nothing short of extraordinary. So we'll see what happens. It's going to be exciting nonetheless. It's been way more exciting than anything the NBA has, you know, put on television in the last couple of weeks here. So,
boy, the NBA is just, enjoy it's just it. Been awful.
Yep.
I'm thinking that the NBA, part of me always said that you need rivalries. You need greatness. You need dynasties.
Sure.
And you kind of got that a little bit in the last 3 years of this, but part of me also said the NBA, the games aren't even close, you know? That at least the Lakers and Celtics were close. At least the Bulls had some close games in there.
I mean, we've had two finals games so far, and neither one of them has been relatively close in the fourth quarter here.
Mm.
I mean, it's been a runaway. It's annoying to watch. You want it to be competitive and enjoyable for the fan, but Golden State's playing a whole different brand of basketball than Cleveland right now.
Tots. Ready for tots?
Oh, yeah. Hot, piping hot tots.
Top of the hour tweet. No PC with me says, instead of firing Holbrook, they should make him assistant athletic director. Oh, man. Pretty good. Good stuff there. We find out that Clemson basketball is going to be playing in the Orange Bowl Classic.
How about that?
So Clemson's going to the Orange Bowl next year.
Oh, boy.
I can guarantee you right now, Clemson's going to the Orange Bowl in basketball.
Who played? Where is that?
That's played down at the, it's the 24th annual Metro PCS Orange Bowl Basketball Classic. It's going to be in Sunrise, Florida, the BB&T Center.
Do we know the other teams yet?
Yes.
Give me a list there, Plyler.
It's just a one-game deal here. It's Saturday. It's December the 16th. I don't know if it's Saturday or not. December the 16th. Clemson in Florida.
Oh, boy.
Florida. Florida made the Elite Eight last year, finished 27-9, 14-4 in the SEC.
Oh, boy.
They're going to host the Tigers. Tigers' Brad Brunell coming to his eighth season, 17-16, 6-12 in the ACC. You know what I don't want, man?
What's that?
Oh, by the way, and the other one, Florida State is going to host Oklahoma State.
Oh, boy.
In the other game there. You know what I don't want, man? I don't want next year to be that. Remember when we went through this thing with Jack Leggett? It's like, is Brad going to keep his job? Brad going to keep his job? Brad going to keep his job? I hope next year's basketball season is about the players and the team rather than Brad going to keep his job? Brad going to keep his job? Brad going to keep his job? I hate that, man.
Yeah, those shows were zero fun.
I hate those shows.
Zero fun.
Every single loss is a referendum on a coach.
Yeah.
Every single win is a referendum on a coach. We found out yesterday that Richard Yergin, 2-year letterman at Clemson's going to miss the season. He had an automobile accident in the weekend over the weekend. And Dabo Swinney said, quote, he suffered the same type of injury Mike Williams had in 2015 as a result of an automobile accident over the weekend. The good news is that he will be fine long term. He will miss this season as he recovers, unquote. Reserve defensive lineman, played the last 2 years, 15 tackles in 10 games as a freshman, 14 tackles, 4 tackles for loss in 12 games in their national championship season of last year. This puts pressure on Cleveland Farrell and Austin Bryant to stay healthy.
Sure.
To get a majority of those snaps. It puts pressure on Chris Register to step up and be the third guy, the putty guy. This puts pressure on Xavier Kelly now for the first time in Xavier Kelly's career. Xavier Kelly now has a little bit of a sense of urgency. Kind of knew he was going to redshirt last year a little bit. So as a redshirt freshman, learning the playbook, learning the techniques, learning the calls, all this, learning offenses and all this kind of stuff, that's now the sense of urgency is there.
Mm-hmm.
I think the tools are there, but the sense of urgency is there. Let me give you one other redshirt freshman. LaSamuel Davis, he's not ready physically to against run support, but he's that fast twitch muscle fiber guy that can rush the passer as a defensive end. I've got to think that LaSamuel Davis is a guy who now gets maybe some special third down situation type snaps maybe.
How much do we see Wilkins swing back outside?
I don't think you'll see it.
At all.
At all.
What do we guess for Yergin for, what, 20 snaps a game, conservatively?
Yeah.
Is that what you said earlier in the show?
That was, yeah, I thought that was a fairly conservative figure.
Okay, so 20 snaps a game. Let's say you have, your registers, your Kelly, whatever it is that's going to be lining up there. You don't think Wilkins swings outside for five or six of those?
No.
Little NASCAR package kind of thing?
Little rabbit package. Last year, Yergin was 189 snaps.
Okay.
And that's in. Make sure I'm saying this. That's in 15 games. So would it be safe to? They wouldn't go up to 300 snaps, would it?
I mean, if he's going to start.
No, he wasn't going to start. This is Yergin now. 189 divided by 15. He played in 12. He played in 13 snaps a game last year.
I think that number goes up. Yeah, probably around the 20 area. That was a good guess.
So he's going to 300 snaps. So he's going to. Let me see who had 300 snaps last year on the defensive line. Scott Pagano had 300 last year. So yep. Let's go up in that range. Now, meanwhile, defensive end-wise, Wilkins had 758.
300 is a lot of snaps to replace.
That's Cleveland Farrell, 759.
That's a lot of snaps.
Yeah, Austin Bryant coming back, by the way, from injury is what's got to happen. Now, Chris Register, by the way, had 142, and Austin Bryant had 244. So we'll see. From we'll see about that. 654 Roar, 654-7627. How about this? Love you guys. Your team gets spanked by an SEC team. You get sent home from a regional you had no business hosting or possibly even being in, and you spend your show ragging South Carolina. Is it psychobabble, the term for deflecting Brian and Greenwood? Well, Brian, first of all, we spent most of the show talking about college baseball and the regionals and the super regionals for most of the show. South Carolina wasn't even mentioned until the final hour of the show. So that's wrong about that. Secondly, if you heard us last week, we said that Clemson should not have hosted a regional. that they didn't really deserve it. We can understand all that. So that is the case there. Thirdly, we talked much more about Clemson baseball. So the fact you said that we spend the entire show ragging South Carolina, well, if you wouldn't have sucked so bad, we wouldn't rag you either. And if you wouldn't be a preseason top five and didn't even make the tournament, we wouldn't rag you either. You know, hey, dude, you worry about your deal. And I'm sorry. You're right. South Carolina had a good year in baseball. You're right. Sorry about that. I mean, dude, we spent a total of 200 words on South Carolina this morning. We spent 2.5 hours not talking about South Carolina baseball, but we spent the entire show according to this guy.
Love you guys is our texter's equivalent of no offense.
Yeah.
And then, get into it.
You're right. South Carolina had a good year in baseball. Sorry about that. My bad. Didn't know that was the case. Brad Hughes is my Allstate agent. I'm a good hands at Brad Hughes. I'm a good hands at Allstate, and I call him at 292-300-001. I can email him bradhughes@allstate.com. I can get in touch with him, bradhughesinsurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks to my good friends, Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. Should I, by the way, call Brad Hughes, just compare rates. Too often times, man, like I said before, you get your rates and you have the deducted out of your or your automatic draft stuff, and you don't even think about your rates at all. No, don't do that. Get in touch with our good friends at Brad Hughes. Just see if he can help you out.
That's 2 days in a row you struggle with the automatic draft thing.
Automatic draft, because I don't even know what it's called. You know, I don't own any checks anymore.
You don't own any checks?
No, I don't write checks anymore.
How about that? Just
automatic draft stuff.
I'm just a cash kind of guy.
Yep, just take it out of my account, man. Yeah. Today I forgive the degenerate gamblers because Las Vegas has their odds for winning the ACC that just came out.
Oh.
100-1. Boston College, Wake Forest, Syracuse, Virginia. Save your money on that one, Zach.
But Dino Babers is so good.
Dino Babers is a great coach. God. Not going to win the ACC. 50-1. Duke.
All right, the Dukies.
25-1. Georgia Tech, Pittsburgh, North Carolina. 20-1. NC State. Don't sleep on NC State, buddy.
Don't sleep on the Wolfpack. Take a little snooze. Don't worry about it.
Virginia Tech, 10-1. See, I like the one that's like 10-1, 21. How about this one? Miami's 13-2. Then I got to do some math in there, man. 6.5-1, basically. I don't like that.
Reduce your fractions.
I don't like this other fraction coming up in a minute either. Louisville's 5-1.
Okay.
Clemson's 4-1. Florida State, 11-10. I don't know what that means, man. I'm not a degenerate gambler. So, can you believe they're 11-10 favorites? I don't even know. I know that if you put up $100, you win $110 in that case.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that's a good odds or bad odds. I don't know, man. Like, just give me like 13-2. That's kind of complicated to me. Odds are tough. I told you that's why people don't bet on baseball, because of odds rather than point spreads. Point spreads I get, man. I understand. I just don't gamble. I think it's pretty easy to see that. Hey, buddy, we finish things up as we always do with our 2-minute drill.
Try to get 4 minutes of content into 2 minutes. It's time for the 2-minute drill on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Now, here's Mickey.
Mickey, very significant day in world and U.S. history. Today is June 6th. June 6th, 1944, as we all know, is D-Day, the anniversary of D-Day. Was it 73 years ago now? 73? Multiple thousands of troops stormed the beaches of Normandy. Americans, British, Australians, Canadians were at that battle. And some of them paid the ultimate sacrifice, paid the ultimate price there. It's a huge day. It's a day to remember, a day to reflect on where we are in society, and to give thanks for that generation that paid that price.
You know the coolest thing about D-Day leading up to it?
What's that?
Is that they had the how they faked them out, man. Like, they had those blow-up tanks that they put in, like, northern... Was it northern England?
Yes.
They put those up there? They accidentally... They purposely leaked...
Hitler been on it. Yep.
Yeah. Got it to the hands of their spies.
Yep, yep.
That's great, man. That's fantastic. That's the best part of D-Day. And then, what a bloody battle. That's just an awful, man. You see some of those scenes of what went on in Normandy. Man, that's awful. Certainly thank those folks. Let me give you my 2-minute drill, brought to you by Eric Newton, EricNewton.com, for all of your real estate needs and Anderson County, Pickens County, Oconee County, is ericnewton.com. He can certainly help you at ericnewton.com. For everything you need in real estate in the Clemson area, the man, ericnewton.com. All right, here's Trevor Lawrence's stats. I got these up for you. As a freshman, 3,042 yards, 26 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. As a sophomore, 3,655.